Hey folks, this is Philip Benefall from Blast Bay Studios, and today, after some requests, I'm going to do a longer audio demonstration of my upcoming game, Perilous Hearts. As I failed to say in my speech that I held back in, I think it was May, I didn't really give any information about the objective of the game, so I'll do that before I go. Basically, your character is called Jim. He has a last name, but I can't remember what his last name is. I need to look at my script. And he has a girlfriend called Melanie, and she goes off somewhere to do volunteer work in a little village somewhere. Somewhere in Africa, I should assume, since there are such creatures in the game. Although I leave the location unspecified as to give people some more scope for imagination. After about a week, though, Jim receives a phone call from Melanie where she's in great distress and she's been kidnapped by some creatures. That's all you really gather from the storyline. Now, the storyline is about 4 minutes in length, and it's fully produced with music and sound effects and acting and all that. But of course, I'm not going to let you hear that in the demo. No, that would be too much, be too kind, and that's not in my nature. You'll notice there are a lot of changes since the last demo I did, but I'll talk about them as I get there. Now, time to start up Perilous Hearts.
Blast Bay Studios presents Perilous Hearts.
And the curtain rises.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
And Microsoft Mike steps on stage. Now, as I said in the speech, I'm going to replace Sappy with a real human speaker before the game is released, because this sounds atrocious. But so we'll just have a quick run through the menu.
Start adventure. Load saved adventure. Delete saved adventure. Speaker test. Exit.
Now let's turn the music on a little bit, I think. That might be too loud. Lower it slightly. Come on. Lower it. There we go, that's better. Now, I should mention two things. First, I have a cold, so I sound stupid. Second, I'm playing with one hand, because I'm holding the microphone with the other. I'm too lazy and too tight to buy a proper stand.
Start adventure.
I think that's where we'll go.
Please select a slot to save your adventure to.
Now, I have a lot of slots that I have for testing, so I'm going to choose number
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
because I think that one's empty. Yes, it is. Now you get the storyline, and the storyline ends by them coming to a store.
Use your up and down arrow keys to cycle between options. Press the left and right arrows multiple times to select items and adjust quantities where applicable. Press the space bar to get more information about an item, and choose none when you're ready to proceed.
Correction, of course. It's not they who come to a store, it's Jim who comes to a store. He wants to get supplies before he goes off to save Melanie on the plane. So, as the voice so colorfully told us, we can go through this list. And we can press the left and right arrows to add things that we have, you know, to our basket, as it were. And you can also press space to get a description of each weapon. And we'll actually do that because, you know, we'll spend some time on this. And I'll explain why in a little bit.
Rifle.
So let's listen to what he has to say about the rifle with a space bar.
The rifle costs $600 and comes with 10 cartridges, each containing 15 bullets. Extra cartridges are available for $20 each. This rifle is excellent for long-distance targets. It inflicts a great deal of damage, but is nearly impossible to use in close combat and does not fire very quickly.
Okay, so that's that. We'll go on to...
Revolver.
There you go.
The revolver costs $350 and comes with 15 cartridges, each containing 6 bullets. Extra cartridges are available for $10 each. This revolver works particularly well at short range. It inflicts a moderate amount of damage, and fires quickly, which makes it the ideal choice for close combat.
Very good, so we'll go further.
Spear,
they're always handy.
The spear costs $110. It is very well sweeped for targets that are a few feet away, and if swung properly it can really pack a punch. Though keep in mind that due to its length and weight, it's not the best choice when speed is critical.
Now, either I made a spelling error or Microsoft Mike has issues because it's supposed to say suited, not sweet.
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Now, I do love using this one.
A bottle of pepper spray costs $75 and comes with 15 bursts, each additional burst being priced at $3. Getting someone with pepper spray not only causes them a great deal of pain and discomfort, but also blinds them temporarily, which will give you a great advantage in battle.
Yeah, that sounds like it would.
Medkit.
Medkits. Now, I think these are pretty self-explanatory, but we'll go through them anyway.
A medkit costs $45 and is an absolute necessity in any potentially dangerous situation. These convenient little injection needles are sure to get you back on your feet if you've sustained injuries. They take a little while to work, of course, but I would definitely recommend you stock a fair few of them.
And we will. We're just going through the items first, so...
Body armor.
Body armor. Now, these are nice, too.
A body armor vest costs $95. Carrying a few of these around will be well worth the extra weight if you find yourself under attack, as they protect you from the majority of damage inflicted by an impact. Naturally, each vest can only take so much, so I'd advise you to get at least a couple or more to be safe.
Yes.
Adrenaline pills.
Now, these are, I have to say, some of my favorites. And I'll probably not go into why, but we'll just listen to the description first and you can see why.
An adrenaline pill costs $30. It boosts your overall speed and energy a great deal over a short period of time, but it unfortunately also causes lower general health while it's in effect. You should regain this health after the influence of the pill has worn off, though. For legal reasons, I can only sell each customer 5 of these at a time, because they can be fatal if used incorrectly.
Yeah, now I think... bloody MSN Messenger, you'll have to excuse that. I really should have signed out before I started this demo, but, you know, done is done, and I'm not going to redo the whole thing, so, you know. I think I'll slip it anyway. The reason I like these so much is because it's a bit of a joke. You know, all the signs... It says adrenaline pill, but clearly it's something much worse than that, which obviously it's a substance which should not be used by anyone in reality, you know, and that's the sort of, because when you take one of these, I don't know if we're going to get the chance to show them in the demo, but if you take one of these, your heart starts pounding furiously as well. And then the whole thing with losing strength and then slowly regaining it if you stay off the pill, it's just a sample of my horrible humor.
Check remaining money.
Now, of course, that's the last, that's the last item. We can check our money. We have...
$3,000.
I wish I did.
Done. Cancel.
So now, I'm gonna start by buying the...
Rifle.
So I press the right arrow.
10 cartridges.
Yeah, so now I got the rifle and 10 cartridges. And now we can go up to...
Check remaining money.
And it says...
$2,400.
Yeah, so, okay.
Cat rifle, revolver.
Now, you notice when I cycled over...
Rifle.
There's a little...
Cartridges.
Be quiet. There's a little coin sound that you can hear, which shows you that you've actually bought, some quantity of the item.
Revolver.
We'll get that, too. We're going to get... Let's see.
15
cartridges. Yeah, here we go.
Spear.
I don't think we need the spear for now, because the arsenal I'm stacking up is nice without it, so...
Pepper spray,
yes.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20.
20 bursts. Is enough, I think. Yeah, 20 bursts is good.
Medkit,
yeah, we need those.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
go a little
8,
faster.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 28.
Well, 28's good.
Body armor,
I want 3 of these.
1, 2, 3.
3.
Adrenaline pills.
Should we get the adrenaline pills? Nah, we'll leave them unexplored, I think.
Check
for money.
$415.
Oh, I have some money left. What do we get then?
Body armor. 3.
We get some more body armors.
4, 5, 6, 7.
7.
Medkit.
And then the rest
28.
Can be medkits. Oh, I can't buy any more medkits. How much money have I got now then?
Check remaining $35.
$35. Okay, that means we can get...
Adrenbot, med, pepper, spear, revolver. 15.
I think.
Cartridges.
Yeah, we'll get 3 more cartridges for the revolver.
6, 7, 18.
18.
Cartridges.
So now we have...
Right, can't done. Check remaining money. $5.
Yeah, we have $5 left. So, I'm gonna go through that. Now, we are gonna listen to the cutscene that... comes into level one, because that's I think you know, you get something in the demo at least. And something that I have to mention, which is kind of interesting, the level actually loads during the cutscene, and then it crossfades into the, you know, into the story, so that you don't actually notice when the level starts. You'll see what I mean.
Done.
In a minute. So we're gonna click done, and here we go.
An uneasy confidence has settled over Jim. Now he's prepared, at least. But somehow, that's worse. It makes everything more real. He thinks of Melanie. Where could she be? And who would kidnap a volunteer student? Only the first question interests him. There's no time to lose. He shrugs on the backpack, grunting under its weight, and stands by the road, waiting to flag down a taxi to take him to the airport. Jim walks down what he supposes would pass for the main road here. Nothing more than a dirt track with dry grasses along the side, tickling his legs. The heat was the first thing he noticed getting off the plane, and he's still noticing it. It's the driest heat that Jim has ever felt. It feels like every drop of moisture in his body is being sapped by the air, which is so thick it almost has a weight. Still, looking around at the lush vegetation, the swaying ebony trees, and the tangled mangroves, and listening to the birds chattering high up in the canopy, Jim thinks it's almost worth it to be so stiflingly hot.
Well, no wonder Mel liked this place. God, I hope she's all right. Well, I guess I better sit down and have a drink, and then, well, I might try and hunt something.
Yes, you might, and so might I. So I think I should start by using the number row to load my weapons.
Revolver.
Yeah, I'll do that first. And then...
rifle.
Always good to be prepared, eh? So, I think we'll select the...
Rifle
for our purposes. And... ah, look at that. Hello. I'm sorry. You don't get so touchy. Because then you end up like that. Like steak. Now, I'm gonna try and pick up the boar. Where is he?
Tree.
No, I don't want the tree.
Rocks. 1 foot.
Hello.
Dead boar. 3.
Oh.
Rocks. 3 feet. Dead boar. 5 feet.
Where are you? Come here. Oh, here we are.
Dead boar taken.
Hello, boar. Now,
Medkit, dead boar.
I want to try and eat the boar, but obviously I can't, I don't know, let's see.
Yeah, just eat that with the skin and fur and other tasty things. It'll be great for my constitution.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? So what do we do? What's... All right, I'm going to give away the secret, I think, because, you know, not every player will be listening to this, I think, but even those who do might forget in the time span, hopefully. No, that might be too much to hope for, but anyhow... we need to prepare the meat somehow, and to do that, we select our...
knife.
And then we press enter on the boar.
Always handy to have a knife with me. I'll slice off a few pieces. There. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a butcher.
I have a lot of fun selecting my sound effects. So now, the boar, the dead boar, he became...
Raw meat cuts.
Raw meat cuts, and I also have...
matches.
Matches, right? So now I'm gonna go further. No, I'll get my rifle again.
Rifle.
I'm jumping because that's obviously quicker. There are two chimpanzees fighting over there. I love watching them. Oh, they kill a little monkey. Oh. One chimpanzee won. And then he went off and killed the other monkey over there. Hey, Git, I'm gonna get you now, because you're mean to your fellow chimps. Here you are. He died, and I scared the other one. And I killed him, too. And that one. And that one. No, I missed that one. There was another chimp. Where is he? Missing him. Now there is the...
dead chimpanzee.
Oh, yes.
2 feet. Quicksand. 4 feet. Dead monkey.
Let's try and eat the chimpanzee, shall we?
Dead chimpanzee taken.
Hello.
Matches Ronnie Bonnie Medkit dead chimpanzee.
I'm gonna try and eat him. Here we go.
I'm not eating that thing. It looks like my cousin in smaller format, but still.
Well, I'm sorry about the bad jokes, but he is a primate. Come on. Come on, where's the vine? Vine! Oh, God. I don't want boars. Don't come near me. I'm trying to get the... No, don't you hit me. Oh, good, good. Where am I?
Quicksand, 6 feet.
Oh, but need to get a bit closer,
feet.
I think.
Bush, 16
there we
feet.
Go. Got the vine, so I'm climbing up now. Come on. I'm nearing the top. Here's the top. There we go. So now I'm going to climb on the branch. Get away from my branch. Yeah. Scared you, didn't I? Yeah, you run away. Go. You were in my tree. Oh yeah, fight over there. Good, good. Fight on the ground. I'll shoot downwards. Did I hit the boar? I'm standing in the tree and I'm shooting down on the ground with the page down key. And the boar is, if you listen very carefully... Oh. Oh, I killed a chimp. I'm shooting downwards, as I say. Oh, here's another chimp. Go. Yeah, yeah, I know. Scare you, too. Oh, now he's coming up. He's angry at me. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ow, 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 ow. Got two chimps after me. Yeah. No. I knocked him out of the tree and he fell. I love when that happens. I'm going down myself. I'm on the vine now. I'm going to jump down. There we go. Oh. The vultures are eating dead bodies and the boars are getting angry with monkeys and each other and everything else. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Ah! Don't fight each other. Be nice. Play nicely. I do like that too, when two boars kill each other and they scream in unison. Go away! Thank you. I was trying to talk to the listeners, and you were in my way. Now, what else can we do here? Go away! Knifing a chimp! Die! Thank you. No, I'm not gonna knife you. No, 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 no. I'm not doing anything. I'm nice, I'm nice. Don't get me. Oh, good, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get each other, get each other. Oh, good, good, good. Fight! Don't play nicely anymore. Fight. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, you can go over there. Ah, only one died now, and the other one survived. Go. Yeah, get the monkey. No, fine. Don't get the monkey. The monkey got on in the other way. Now. Oh, dear. Now, what happened there was the chimp... attacked the boar, but the boar was already injured from his previous encounter with the other boar, and so what happened was he hit the chimp back and they both died. I enjoy this. Go away. There we go. Yeah, you can pass. I'm not angry with you. Not you, though. There we go. Now, again, you don't have to kill the little monkeys. It's just my sadism. Now,
matches.
Those are the vultures eating corpses again. Yeah, stop being around me. I wanna. Yeah, good. Kill the monkey. That was the boar. That wasn't me. I promise.
Ronnie cuts.
Now I'm gonna try and eat these.
Oh yeah, I'll just take a bite. You know, just because I'm in the jungle doesn't mean I'm an animal.
No, but you're very close to one. If you're me. Can you get away from me? Fine. I suppose that wasn't clever. I tried to knife a boar, and I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I think the boar got killed by someone. Now, I think... Go away, silly vultures! I'm jumping away from you. I don't like you at all. Oh. Monkeys again. I'll just drop chimp. Why is he here? Yeah, put him on the ground. Now, I need to do something with that... raw meat, with the raw meat cuts that I have. So
matches.
I'm gonna try and light a fire on the grass here, when the vultures have finished munching, and the boar has passed me. Oh, more vultures! What? Okay. Go away from me!
Rifle.
Alright, this is it. Oh, no, maybe not then. Okay, now I'm gonna try and light the fire.
Well, I can't just light the grass on fire, no.
Okay, so I need to find somewhere else to light the fire. And I will. By... see if I can... I'm trying to think, what's the... Go away! There. Now, what's the thing that's most likely to be good for a fire? Well, I think the bushes. And I think we are in bushes now, so I'm gonna try and light this fire now. Ow! Yeah, you can end with the... Fight the right person. I didn't do anything to you. The chimp got angry with someone else and he's fighting... He hit me in the bargain. Why? And lots of little monkeys go... Ow! Yeah, if you... I get too easily distracted by these creatures and the silly vultures and the... So, now... When they've flown, I'm going to light my fire. Alright, now, here we go.
Alright, let's strike a match. And put it to the bushes. Well, I got a pretty nice little fire going.
Now, the fire, I think, is to my left, so look at... Yes! The monkey walked in the fire and he got fried! Aha! Again, my sadism. Ow, 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 hey, don't get me! I'll just jump out of there. You fight each other. Oh, another monkey died in the fire. I love it when the boars die in the fire.
Bush, fluffy,
where's my left?
That chimpanzee.
Yeah.
5 feet. Fire. 7 feet.
I've got the fire in 7 feet. Okay. I'm gonna...
Fire. 2 feet.
Okay. I'm 1 foot away from the fire now.
Raw meat cuts.
So, when I've cleared the area... I'm gonna try and grill
body armor, med kits, matches,
raw meat cuts.
Ah, the smell is gorgeous. Let's try it. No, okay, no, I better save the rest.
Oh yeah, so I've got now my item has changed to
body armor,
boar steak. And this is basically what I need to do in this particular level. This is the introductory level where you learn the game and so on. So I'm gonna get away from the fire and the vultures because they're getting on my nerves. And then I'm going to see if I can approach the end of the level where there's a waterfall. Oh god, there's too much fighting going on. I have to make my world nicer. We need more love in the world, I think. Get away from me. Yeah, I scared you off, didn't I? And you! Fine, I missed you, but you! Good. Alright, so. Here to my right, I'm gonna take a look so you can see what's here.
Mud, 1 foot. Shallow water, 6 feet. Deep water, 16 feet.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go a little into here, see what we find.
Shallow water,
now if there's
3 feet. Deep water, 13 feet.
Now, it doesn't say it because it's too far away, but there's a waterfall here, which obviously could kill me. But now since I have my boar steak, it's gonna take me on to level 2 when I get here. So I'm gonna press F2 to save my game.
Adventure save.
Because the next passage is a bit difficult, level 2. And there will be cutscenes between each level, but right now it's just spoken by Sappy, so it will give you a little, at least an idea of what's going to happen in the cutscene. So I'm going to walk forward here.
You're standing by the waterfall, not sure how to get past it. You see a man far in the distance, and call out to him. After speaking for a short while, the man offers to guide you around the waterfall by a hidden path, and take you to his village in exchange for your boar steak. You agree, and the two of you walk away together.
So we fade out?
There is the village. You are just about to enter, when you hear a terrible scream from inside. You see that 3 enormous leopards have broken through the village palisade, and are attacking the livestock. Time to act.
Oh god. Okay, there are lots of goats here, and the leopards here are killing the goats. And they're... I'm trying to get them, because I need to kill the leopards. I got my rifle.
Zero.
Oh, I need to load it. As you can hear, they're... leopards are killing the goats attacking me, and he's chasing. Ah! Oops, I killed the goat by accident. Ah! There's too much stuff. Go away! There's no way I'm gonna make this. Ah, I hit one leopard. Good. Ah! Oh no! I got killed! Oh! Damn it.
Use your up and down
arrows.
Okay. Load saved adventure.
I think I need to prepare myself a little better.
Please select a slot to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Load number 5 again.
Loading. Please wait.
And first we're going to check, now I'm back right by the waterfall where I saved, so I'm going to check my health.
Injured.
I'm injured, not good,
body
so.
Med kit, 28.
I need a few of these. I'm going to take 3. I took 3 injections. And it takes a little while, so I'm going to keep checking.
Slightly injured.
Slightly injured, yeah, good. Take a
slightly injured.
Still slightly injured, come on.
Fair.
Fair, yeah.
Fair.
Still fair. Come on, make it.
Fair.
No.
Great.
Great. Good. See if it can we bump it up to excellent. I don't know. We'll see.
Great.
No. Still still great. We want it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
Matches boar steak body armor.
So 7. I'm gonna put on a body armor because they really helped me. They deflect some of the damage as we heard in the store. So. Got the body armor on, so I'm saving again.
Adventure saved.
And now I'm gonna go on so that we hear this little dialogue, and I'm gonna skip it so that we get right in. But first, I'm gonna remember this now. I'm gonna load the rifle. Remember, I can normally beat this level fairly easily, but I'm playing with one hand. But don't forget that. So before you judge my playing skills,
adventure saved.
Now here we go.
You are standing by the.
Yeah, I'll skip that.
There is
and
the
that. Okay, God, here we go. Alright. Yeah. You run away, little goats. I'm not gonna hurt you. Ah, yes, I am apparently, but not on purpose. Ah. I'm hurting you. Ah. No, come here. Ah, good, I got you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No! Oh yes, I hit one leopard's dead. Ah, got the other one after me. Ah, the second one. I just need one more. Where is he? Come on. No, I don't want any goats. Come on. No, yeah, here he is. Come on. Oh, no, I need to load my rifle. Come on. Oh, no. Oh yes, I have. Yes.
You skillfully murdered all the leopards, and as a result, a large portion of the village field is now covered in their guts. Be proud.
Now this, of course, is an excellent point for cutting off the demo, because obviously the village inhabitants are going to be very grateful for your great assistance, and they're going to give you something in return, or perhaps they're going to give you a mission. We'll see. Rather you won't. You will once the game is out, and if you get the full version, because I do believe that this is where the official demo will end as well. So, one thing I failed to mention was the good thing about the store in this case is that you can build up your arsenal differently each time, so that if you get, for example, a lot of med kits and a lot of body armors, but less firing power, as it were. You have to play with a different strategy than if you load up with with lots of ammunition for your rifle, revolver, spear, all that stuff, but maybe get fewer health appliances. So it offers a lot of replay value in that sense. And of course, I've hidden several Easter eggs in the game because, that's just how you do it nowadays. And so there will be lots of unlockables and things to get, which will obviously boost replay value a little more. We won't have difficulty levels, but I think you'll agree after seeing it thus far that it's not really necessary. I'm Philip Enofol, Blast Bay Studios. Thank you for listening.